Children, I'm not going to congratulate you for saying yes, sir, to your parents or for doing your chores. Why should I? That is what you're supposed to do. You see how this works? We all have responsibilities in every role. And it's only when everyone starts to shirk their responsibilities in their roles that we wind up having problems. And we all go through it, brethren. We all go through it. But my major point here is that we have to fulfill our responsibilities, and there is a greater thing at stake here. It is not just our responsibilities towards one another in our relationships, but our responsibilities towards Yahweh, brethren. We have to fulfill our responsibilities and do not whine or cry about it. Our society has become a generation of whiners, and especially the younger generation. You know, I flip through channels sometimes and I see some of the things that these young people out there are saying. And I say to myself, where do they get these things from? Where did it happen that all of a sudden every young person has to have a cell phone, or they have to have, you know, they have to demand internet service or demand podcasts or whatever, you know, whatever it is that they demand these days, or expensive clothes and sneakers and all that other business. Where did this happen that all of a sudden a parent, because they brought a child into the world, must give them these specific types of things in luxury? There's no demand in anywhere, in scripture or in reality. It's a demand in the mind of this present generation, brethren. And it's become a generation of whiners. Commitment, brethren, means doing things not because they are convenient, but doing things because they're right. And now I have to ask everyone, brethren, men, are you little boys? Are you little boys? Women, are you little girls? Then grow up. We have to grow up, brethren. When it comes to your commitment to Yahweh, where do you draw the line? Let's not even go that far. The scriptures say that if you cannot love your fellow man who is before you, how can you love Yahweh? Fathers and husbands, do you provide for your family, even when you do not feel like it? Or when the going gets tough, do you get going? Husbands and wives, did you get married because of only the warm fuzzies? Or did you count the cost before you married? Did you take to heart words like for richer or poorer, in sickness and in health, till death do us part? Or did we take the same attitudes that so many young people today, following the likes of Hollywood celebrities, do, and say, well, it feels good today, but if it doesn't feel good tomorrow, we can always break it off. You're not meeting my needs, so I'm going to go and find them somewhere else. Let's just break it off. I don't care if I've been with you for, you know, for so much time or whatever. I'm going to break it off because you're not fulfilling my needs. I seriously doubt that in many wedding ceremonies today, the so-called vows are actually written that way at all anymore. I don't know. Are they? I haven't attended one in recent days. Maybe they remove many of the words that I just mentioned. The words that our parents and grandparents knew were necessary in order to keep people together in the times of life when things get hard, as inevitably they will. Life is not a cakewalk, friends. Life is hard. And even more so in this degenerate day and age. And let me let you in on a little secret. It's going to get worse, much worse before it gets better. Are we prepared for that? Or are we still immature, carefree, and wishfully thinking that somehow judgment will never fall on this sick, degenerate world? Wake up. It is time to wake up and to steel ourselves, brethren. Yes, to steel ourselves. Because the signs are there that Yahshua's return is imminent. But before he returns, things are going to happen. Before he returns, trouble is coming upon this earth for a period of time such as the world has never seen nor ever will see again. And I am very much afraid that we are not ready. That we are not ready. We were asleep in the light, brethren. We have slowly become assimilated into the land of Canaan, and our minds are too attuned to the ways of Babylon. And if we are not careful, we will forget who Yahweh is, and we will become just another part of this self-absorbed, me-first, me-only, get generation that curses Yahweh, spits on their neighbor, and rails against anything that's holy. Judgment is coming, brethren. 1 Peter 4, verse 12. I'm very serious. 1 Peter 4, verse 12. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you, because even in Peter's day there was persecution that they were enduring, and it will happen again. But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Messiah, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of his glory you may rejoice with exultation. If you are reviled for the name of Messiah, you are blessed, because the spirit of glory and of Yahweh rests on you. Make sure that none of you suffers as a murderer or thief or evildoer or a troublesome meddler. But if anyone suffers as a believer, he is not to be ashamed, but is to glorify Yahweh in his name.